From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Hawaii produces great coffee, but coffee farmers on the Big Island of Hawaii are having a tough time. Kona Coast coffee farmers are experiencing crop yield declines of as much as 40% in some cases. Hawaii Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty has more.
For residents on the Big Island of Hawaii, 2018 was a year filled with floods, hurricanes, and a volcanic eruption.
Well, there is a new danger from the volcano erupting on Hawaii's Big Island today.
Fountains of lava 65 feet high.
Many farmers are only now learning how all that affected their crops.
The crop came off early and basically at once. Normally, a season that takes 120 days, you know, we were over in 65 to 80 days.
That was Roger Kaivi Manchin, a coffee farmer and president of the Kona Coffee Council. Hawaii-grown coffee accounts for less than 1% of global production, but it's considered a premium product and commands a high price. The final value of the current harvest is estimated to be about $44 million, a 10% reduction from the previous year. So what happened with the latest harvest? Despite several big storms, there was a lack of consistent rainfall during the critical growing season. Many farmers attributed that to volcanic activity at Kilauea.
The volcano started to explode and then things changed drastically.
Kilauea has technically been erupting since the 1980s, but this past summer it went into overdrive, destroying hundreds of homes and spewing ash and volcanic gases into the sky. Chris Manfredi grows coffee in the Kau district of the Big Island. It's one of Hawaii's fastest-growing coffee-producing regions. It's also just a few miles downwind from the Kilauea crater.
The swirling sulfur dioxide gas doesn't really follow any recognizable pattern to how it could impact a farm.
It turns out there may be a connection between the sulfur dioxide and the lack of rain. Pao Shin Chu is the Hawaii state climatologist. He says initially the gas causes more cloud droplets to form.
But then the droplets become too small.
Too small to create rain. Volcanic activity at Kilauea has now dropped off, and coffee farmers are hoping clear skies will bring a return to normal growing conditions. In Honolulu, I'm Ryan Finnerty for Marketplace.